week, I found myself being very discouraged on the natural level of our country, what goes on, and then in the spiritual level of what's going on in the church as a whole. And we see the Roman Catholic Church is getting the publicity of the scandal now, but this is a scandal that's all through the church. There's not a church of any real size that's existed for any length of time that can claim that they haven't had this problem to some degree, you know. And those things can get really discouraging. And so as I thought about that, the Lord just said, you know, the Bible is about that. And so you think about that. The Bible is a story, or a series of stories that are kind of tied together sometimes in a real way. Sometimes they're just kind of like, where did that come from? You know, what kind of thing. But this is a story of ultimate despair, failure, persecution. Horrible, horrible things are going wrong. But then there's the redemption of God that takes place. God shows up and it's changed. And it starts in the very beginning and it goes all the way through. And so this is not something that's new to the church or new to God at all. And the Lord just really spoke to me and said, you know, like you've got to, you know, like you need to remember how to read the Bible. And I was like, okay. He said, you need to read it as a story about how incredibly awesome I am. That's the story. That's the whole story of Christianity and the whole purpose of everything that's going on in Christianity from the beginning to the end. Is it reveals ultimately His glory. And so if you want to, or you can just go back and read it in Ephesians, we was reading this last night, Ephesians 3, and this kind of started me down this trail. Let me see if I can, I wasn't intending on going here today, so I got to come back and figure out what I'm going to say, where I'm going to read. Well, I'll just start with verse 8. This is Paul speaking to the church in Ephesus. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. And this is in accordance with the eternal purpose which He carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. What I was struck with last night is that one word in here that I had never really got, and it's the word through. See, this is the eternal purpose of God, is that through the church. That's what it says, right? Let me read that part again. If I can find it again. Okay. This is verse 10. So that the manifold wisdom, and that word manifold, by the way, is a means varied, extremely varied, variated and stuff, and it kind of, and you look up the definition, it kind of relates it to a piece of cloth, a piece of tapestry that has a like a G in different colored threads that make up a tapestry, a color, a picture of some kind. That's what this word is trying to get across, is this extremely varied, incomprehensible, and bitty pieces. You know, you take one. I'm trying to look for something that would be a tapestry here. But if you take one thread out of a tapestry, you've got one thread. It could be red, blue, green, whatever that color is, but that's all it is. It's only in the combination of all the other that the true picture comes to light, right? That's the church. That's what Paul's trying to tell them here, is that it's you guys together that makes up the manifold wisdom of God, that it might be made known through the church as a whole, the church as a group, to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. See, the purposes of God is to reveal Himself through His church, and it's to put to naught rulers and powers and principalities and all those things. And it's through accepting this variations of our lives and the variation of what we live in the moment, and accepting that and allowing God to weave it into this incredible story that we find coming to the end in Revelation, which, you know, you read Revelation, it should leave you like your eyes kind of twitching because it's so encompassing. It's like there's not like an end in this thing, you know, but it's for His glory. You know, and so I was like, well, Lord, what does all that mean? to me. You know, how do I get through my day? How do I get through this period of time and this when the church is in such a shambles, under such a huge scandal? And trust me, the atheists, the pagans, the Satanists, the witches and stuff will use the scandal of the Roman Catholic Church to attack every Christian. You know, no, we're not Roman Catholic, but we are in the body of Christ. And we will suffer to some degree or another parts of this scandal. So what helps me? Then the Lord took me to this first chapter in John and said, just read this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And I was like, I get it. We should be able to just take those few verses and read those and go, wow, that should produce a wow moment in our spirits where no matter what it is that's happening, no matter what it is that's happening in your life, no matter what disaster might be looming on your horizon or that you might feel like you're in the midst of, no matter how horrible things can look, you should be able to read this and go, oh wow, oh wow. All I've got to do is just hang on to that for a little while and I will see God's glory manifested. Amen. And so I'm kind of okay with a crazy president, a crazy Congress, and a crazy church out there doing crazy things and saying stuff and all that, because my hope is not in them. It's a statement that we use in parts of our liturgy at different times and stuff, is our hope is in the name of the Lord. Amen. So whatever's going on in your lives, whatever your needs are, that's where your hope is. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.